Russia Rush is proudly supported by NairaBet.com, the home of sports betting.
Well, after some days of feeling sober, I make bold to say that Nigerians in Russia have started anticipating a good result for the Super Eagles of Nigeria against Iceland this Friday at Volgograd. Well, I don't know about Nigerians in Nigeria, because the backlash on Twitter for individual players has been increasing by the day. Previously, an attack on Victor Moses, describing him as falling like the Naira. And yesterday, it was John Ogu who was berated by a particular fan for going on Twitter to talk about support for the team through thick and thin. The fan reportedly said he has danced so much shaku shaku and should stay off social media. There's an ongoing debate. Should the Super Eagles stay off social media and concentrate on trading right there at Essen Tuki? I'll leave you to be the judge of that one. But one thing we know, the team is back in trading at Essen Tuki. They had a first training session yesterday morning under the supervision of the head coach Gennard Rohr, who has a big task on his hands, and that is to beat Iceland and hope to get at least a point against Argentina to pull through. Of course, determining how all the results go, with, of course, table toppers Croatia, Argentina, and even Iceland have a shot to go through. Good morning, we're live in St. Petersburg, and welcome to Russia Rush. Staying with that game between Nigeria and Iceland. Now, would you call this real love, fake love, or mind games? The Iceland team posed for a photo yesterday holding a jersey that bore the name Ikeme, and one of the players tweeted, "We are with you," as the Iceland team sent a message of support to Nigeria's goalkeeper, Carl Ikeme, who has been ruled out of action since match 2017 after he was diagnosed with leukemia. Reading forward, John Daddy Bodvarsson led his teammates in paying tribute for his former teammate at Wolverhampton Wanderers, and they honored a 31-year-old with their team jersey that has his name on it. Well, the biggest optimist has to be the president of the Nigerian Football Federation, who decided not to go to his base in St. Petersburg, where he's coordinated, but instead fly with the team to Essen Tuki via team base camp. Amadji Pinnick told reporters that he's very positive about the Super Eagles' advancement to the next stage of the Russia 2018 World Cup. Pinnick, who met with the team yesterday, declared that the players have the wherewithal to lift themselves up and still reach the knockout rounds of the competition. Well, one prominent non-Nigerian who is critical about what happened in Kaliningrad is none other than the coach of Manchester United, Jose Felix Mourinho, who is a TV pundit right here in Russia. He faulted the Nigerian team formation at the match, especially as signing an attacking midfielder wrote to Mikel, who had played under him in Chelsea. The Portugal-born coach said that Mikel should have been a back to the rear side of the midfield, which was the role he was playing in Chelsea, and must have been used to that. He suggested that younger and faster players in the team should have been pushed forward for the attacking role. Well, the good thing is that Mourinho believes Nigeria can still get positive results in the forthcoming fixtures against Iceland and Argentina. When we return, a wrap-up of action, including a mishap that was averted. What a rush.
NairaBet Up Your Paddy. It's a feature that allows customers to transfer funds from one NairaBet account to another. To use this feature, all you have to do is input the receiver's username and amount to transfer. For more info, log on to www.nairabet.com.
NairaBet.com, the home of sports betting.
Welcome back. The biggest story yesterday has to be the Saudi Arabia team mishap. Well, Saudi team officials have said the players, however, landed safely after that reported engine failure on their flight to Rostov for a World Cup game against Uruguay. The Saudi Arabia Football Federation posted a statement on Twitter saying it would like to reassure everyone that the Saudi national team players are safe after the technical failure in one of the airplanes. And now they were heading to their residence safely. Well, this was posted last night. The team also posted photos of the players exiting the plane and smiling last night, but did not release further details of the engine problem, despite video taken from on board a plane showing flames coming from beneath one of the wings. Wow! People could say, God forbid, bad thing. The Saudis were beaten 5-0 by Russia in the World Cup opener in Moscow last week, and Uruguay edged Egypt 1-0 in its first game in Group A. Do they stand any chance? Well, you bet they do. It's just one game. Well, back to the action on the pitch, and another sad day in the office for Africa at the World Cup. as Harry Kane's stoppage time winner. In short, England started their World Cup campaign with victory after Tunisia threatened to snatch a point in Volgograd. Kane scored his second goal of the game with a clever header as Gareth Southgate's side recorded England's first win in the opening game of a major tournament since they beat Paraguay in the 2006 World Cup. England's captain gave them the reward they deserved for a brilliant start by turning in the opener in the 11th minute after Tunisia goalkeeper Maurice Hissen, who went off injured in the first half, clawed out John Stones' header. And the Tunisians were later granted a penalty, which saw them level at 1-1 before Harry Kane sealed the victory. Earlier yesterday, Romelu Lukaku scored twice as Belgium proved too good for World Cup debutants Panama in the opening match of Group G. After a goalless first half, Belgium, ranked third in the world, finally broke Panama's resistance when Dries Mertens stirred in a spectacular volley. 55th-ranked Panama had a chance to snatch an equalizer, but Thibaut Courtois was quick off his line to save Michael Murillo's shot with his legs. And Manchester United striker Lukaku makes certain of the victory as he scored with a diving header after an exquisite pass from Manchester City's Kevin De Bruyne with the outside of his foot, and Lukaku added a third with a chipped finish after a fine through ball from Chelsea's Eden Hazard. Elsewhere, Sweden matched their first appearance in the World Cup for 12 years after beating South Korea thanks to a penalty from captain Andres Granqvist, which was awarded after a video assistant referee review. There was a short delay for Kim Min-woo's foul on Victor Klaassen to be analyzed on video and for the referee to point to the spot, but it did not affect Granqvist, who sent goalkeeper Cho Yong-hoo the wrong way. Sweden, who joined Mexico at the top of the Group F on 3 points, created the better chances in Novgorod. It's now time to talk about today's action. In Group H, Colombia and Japan open the floor at 3 p.m. local time, and later it'll be the turn of Poland and Senegal at 6 p.m. local time as well. Ahead of that game, Senegal coach Aliou Cisse has heaped encomiums on Liverpool winger Sadio Mane and says he's one of the best players in the world, and there are lots of expectations, no doubt, from them. And then the final game of the day is the biggest of them all, at least for people right here in Russia. Still excited about their 5-0 win taking on Egypt, who lost their opening game against Uruguay. That is 9 p.m. St. Petersburg time. And the match goes down right here in St. Petersburg. Ahead of that game, the fans of both sides have been talking. But here's some fans, what they think would happen in that game.
I see us putting down another very strong defensive play. All the Egyptians that are here in attendance are hoping that Mohamed Salah plays. But if he does not, I think our team will prosper once again. They showed a very strong defense. They'll improve on the offense, hopefully, and we'll become victorious 2-1.
And then for the Russian fans, they're thinking they could get something out of this one as well. Listen to them.
I think that we have enough chances after the first game, after 5 goals given to Saudi Arabia, and we think that there will be, I guess, 3-1. To Russia. They are very encouraged. Russian players are very encouraged after the first game, and they will beat Egypt, as I think.
Well, don't forget to log on to www.narabet.com to check out the exciting odds of this games. There are over 150 more options for you to choose to stake on and cash out, like many have been doing since the start of the World Cup. What a rush.
Why are you frying your face like, say, you lost your job? Oh, my brother. The generator winner not get it, but on my mind. You know, say, what cup don't reach crack? Uh-huh. Yeah, you know, say, this with people. Yeah. They give lies.
I know.
I won't follow the game from beginning to end so that I go fit this story.
Wait. Good enough, because say you want test story,
I mean, you want watch the match.
Before, uncle,
hey, Goody, you don't fall my left
leg.
Make
up for people, everything. From
Goody, you fall my left leg.
Goody, you fall my right hand, joint.
People, they watch match, they make money from inside. You know how you have Naira bets? People, they put their money for Naira bets, they bet for all the matches, all the games, when they go that they hammer. My neighbor, now Naira bet, they win money with a pay. Serious, you did all yourself. Carry your leg now. Enter www.nairabet.com. One, I don't come on.
Oh, what a feeling. Look what we've overcome. Oh, I'm gonna wave away my flag.
Well, we can't go without telling you that Croatia forward Nikola Kalinic has been sent home from the World Cup after he refused to come on as a substitute during the 2-0 defeat of Nigeria. The 30-year-old cannot be replaced, meaning Croatia would have to make do with only 22 players for the rest of the tournament. AC Milan's Kalinic said he had a back injury, having complained of the same problem in the friendly loss to Brazil. During the encounter, Kalinic was warming up and was supposed to come on as a second half substitute. However, the young man said he wasn't coming up. Injury or being stubborn. Maybe it would help Argentina beat them in their next encounter. But note, Kalinic wasn't there when they beat Nigeria. What a rush indeed. And so in 5 days of football, 14 matches have been played, 32 goals scored. That's an average of 2.29 per match, and recorded attendance so far of 657,720. The top goal scorer remains Cristiano Ronaldo, and he's followed closely by both Harry Kane and Romelu Lukaku, who have 2 goals each. So while the World Cup is springing up surprises, there are no surprises at the top of the goal scorers chat. These guys are used to scoring goals for club side, and now they brought it to country.
Check the distance. Look how far we come now, now, now.
Them go chop out today. Even if I
And here's urging every Nigerian to keep supporting country. Don't forget the hashtag on social media is Soar Super Eagles and Team Niger Strong. Until tomorrow, when I rush you with another edition of Russia Rush, live from Russia, I remain yours sincerely, the mighty George. Spasiba, I don't come on. What a rush.
Buy a shuttle.
By Sunday,
we know retire. We go to fire. Paradise spirit. Follow me.
Russia Rush was proudly supported by NairaBet.com, the home of sports betting.